The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back, everybody. Alan Ellis here, just texting a friend and tell him about the white-tailed deer roast that I have in the crock pot cooked overnight in French onion soup, and a little celery seed, and a little touch of cayenne pepper. If you do a white-tailed roast, in my opinion, the only way to do it, quite frankly, is in the crock pot. And it's pretty interesting because pretty much the longer you cook it, the more tender it gets. It comes out at the consistency of pulled pork. Let's put it that way. You can slice it, and what I normally do with a roast is I'll make whatever I cook it in. I'll make a sauce, and then I'll make a gravy out of that. So it'll be a French onion soup gravy with this one, and then I'll slice this roast into real thin slices against the grain. That's the only way you can eat it, against the grain, okay? Makes it nice and tender. And I'll either cook it in, you know, warm it up in the gravy or warm it up and pour the gravy over it. You can make it over rice too if you want, or potatoes, but since I'm not doing the carb thing, there's enough carbs in the gravy for me. I just eat it plain. Every now and then I'll toast a piece of bread and, you know, eat it like that. I had a great meatloaf this week. I made with, I took pepperoni and I baked it, and I got all the oil out of it, dried it up, the little tiny, you know, penny sized pepperoni, cooked a fair amount of it, ground it up in the food processor, mixed it in with the pound of venison. Added mozzarella cheese, of course, one egg to bind it all together, and then panko breadcrumbs, and cooked that meatloaf, and that was really good, really good. If you can put some marinara sauce on it, some pizza sauce, whatever you want. I like some of my meatloafs with ketchup. I like some of them with barbecue sauce. Oh my goodness, the cough's getting worse. Can't stop it. I apologize. Anyway, you don't overcook your meatloaf. I cook it about 325 for maybe 30 to 40 minutes. And you want to check at the temperature. You want it to be 160. And if you go over 160, you're overcooking it because, you know, it'll get dried out. So the egg in there is to help keep it moist. And don't overmix it. And don't use as many breadcrumbs as you think you need to use. Maybe use half or two-thirds of the breadcrumbs that you think you should have to bind it together. You want that meatloaf, when you put it in the pan or the bowl, you want that texture to be almost yuck. This is too soft. But it'll cook, and it'll be tender, and it'll be delicious. So I'm learning to cook venison better and better, and I can't wait to get some. So my sick of deer back from the deer processor. Can't wait. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. More than glad to have you join us here. If you'd like tickets to the National Outdoor Show in Dorchester County, we're giving them away. Now, that's coming up here February 23rd, 24th. I'll give you the details here. Just give me a second. There it is. It's the 77th Annual National Outdoor Show. That's not an annual anymore. COVID killed that. but it's the 77th one that they've done. Friday and Saturday, February 23rd, 24th, 3485 Golden Hill Road. Write that down, 3485 Golden Hill Road. That's Route 16 out of Cambridge. Church Creek, Maryland. It's at a school. The admission is only $8 for adults, $4 per child. It's the home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. A weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all. You can savor the local seafood delicacies. Muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. You're now in Muskrat Country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. Proud to show you the best that comes from the boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hard-working people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County, Friday, Saturday, February 23rd, 24th. See you at the 77th National Outdoor Show. Times and details, visit nationaloutdoorshow.org. That's the website, www.nationaloutdoorshow.org. There you go. And we have tickets available. You can email if you'd like to go. And we'll pick a winner. And Ellis at Ellis Outdoors is the email address, but only if you're going to go. How about that? All right, what do we got here? yeah, my buddy's out there with his traditional bow today. He said, I'm making him hungry, talking about all this food. So sending pictures of my little sick deer adventure the other day. So, all right, 410-922-6680. Anybody on the line there, Aaron? If not, let's get somebody. Well, we got to do that. Let's see. What do I want to talk about? Talk about fishing regulations. Does anybody target bluefish anymore? You know, I mean, there's some coming back. There's some trout have come back in the bay. And back in the 80s, you know, when I moved here, the rockfish were in decline. As a matter of fact, it was a moratorium. And, you know, the bluefish would come in annually, the big ones, and people would target those bluefish just to get out there and enjoy themselves. We went to Southern Maryland on one trip, I remember. My buddy Mike from Pennsylvania and I, he was fishing with a fly rod, and we bailed him. I mean, we caught a lot of nice bluefish, 8, 10, 12-pound bluefish, which were really nice. And all day long. But those days aren't here yet. They might be coming back. We went through the hardhead invasion and not. We went through the sea trout, and I fished on those big sea trout back in the day. And I'd go out in the evening and ounce and a half bucktail, purple or red worm on it, and, you know, put it down about, I don't know, 30, 40 feet, something like that, not on the bottom, just kind of put it where the fish would see it and find it. When we marked them on the depth finder, if we marked them at 30 feet, we put our bucktails down 30 feet, and we caught a load of them. We caught some really nice sea trout. I call them tide runners, 10, 11, 12-pound fish, beautiful, beautiful fish, and always put a piece of peeler on the hook. They love the peeler, a little added extra attraction. One day we were fishing, and a fellow had caught a 20-pound bluefish that day, brought it in, and at least 20 pounds. It might have been a little bit bigger. We got out the mouth of the Honga, put the lines over. I think we had six rods out, and one right after the other, the rods bent down. They just slammed down to the gunwale and popped back up, broken line, cut off line. We hit a school of big bluefish, and they cut all of our bucktails off. Never hooked one, never brought one into the boat. Caught bluefish there before, but that was quite an experience to see all those rods go slamming down to the gunwale and back up, bang, you know, when the fish broke them off. But there were some big, powerful fish in the water there. Didn't catch any, but, you know, we knew what happened. Anyway, I'm living in the past here, folks, just sharing some stories from the days of. So why not you call me and share a story from your past if you want. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you on email with anything you want to email about, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And those of you who know me have my text number, so. Hello. It is a big hunting day, by the way. The folks that are out there with the traditional muzzleloaders and the recurves and longbows, good luck to you. It is a big waterfowl day. It's a youth season, a lot of parents involved, a lot of groups involved taking the kids out waterfowl hunting. And it's a veterans hunt, too. So, you know, anybody and everybody can be pretty much waterfowl hunting today if you want. If you're not a veteran and you're not a kid, you can certainly lend a hand and be an assist. If we got anybody that hasn't gotten out there and is set up already, give me a call if you're still on your way. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-WCBM-680. Do you remember the young lady that called in, Lily, not that long ago? Well, Lily shot her first goose. Her dad sent me pictures of her and her pop-pop and her and him with their first goose, and they had a great day in St. Michael's. So we'll be putting Lily's photo in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly coming out next week, I believe. Going to press Monday, I think. It'll be online probably Tuesday. So look for that, www.MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. You can catch up on the winter issue if you prefer. And then if you need to see the fall issue, go to the archive section. You can see the last two issues online all the time. How about that? All right. Aaron, make somebody call. Oh, well, that's good. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Alan. I didn't intend to call, so I was going to give you a break. But I heard lack of callers, so I always enjoy your conversation. But we got some pretty good fishing going on right now. I've been fishing Jaffa Tail for crappie and yellow perch. Not catching any big numbers of them, but I still got my buddies chasing the rockfish. But you know, this time of year, I love my winter fishing and pickerel. The kids are going down the Eastern Shore today to target pickerel and bass.
Yeah,
and we got such a nice variety of going on right now.
That's true. People.
My son Eddie.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. And my son Eddie's been fishing Loch Raven and catching some crappie and yellow perch there. So
nice.
It's amazing how much diversity we got in the wintertime.
Sure, that's true. Yep. That's very true. Let me tell you what's out there in the bay right now. And I don't know if you've ever targeted them or not. Right at the mouth of Eastern Bay, we've got a load of flounder.
What time of
Eastern
year?
Eastern Bay right now. We've got flounder.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to go down around Tillman's Point in Eastern Bay in the heat of the summer and flounder in the winter. Okay, that's different. What part of
right at the mouth of Eastern Bay. Now, when I moved here in Maryland, I was told that there was a winter flounder fishery, not a fluke fishery, a winter flounder fishery. Okay. In the Chesapeake Bay, above the Bay Bridge, my dad and I used to go to New Jersey in February, and target winter flounder.
Wow!
Long shank hook, bloodworm. We used to target the winter flounder and had great times catching winter flounder in New Jersey. Yeah. But we have them here in the Bay too.
Has anybody been doing that lately?
Yeah, right now, nobody fishes on them, but they're there. I mean, you know, the guys that know they're there fish on them. But, I mean, very few people target them because everybody's after the big striped bass.
I hear you.
You know? But I mean, if you know, if you feel so inclined to head down there, go down there and bounce a bucktail or a grub or something off the bottom, or flounder pounder, you know, see what you can come up with.
The flounder we caught were Tillman Point. Now this is summer, and around the deep water around closer up around Bloody Point.
Yeah.
But I've always heard of that this winter, and I've always heard about the tog fishing right in Ocean City.
Yeah.
And I mean to do that sometime. I guess that goes on all winter. I don't know.
Yeah.
So many opportunities that are actually, they're not, I don't know if they're overlooked, they're just not known about, you know.
Right. Right.
You know, other than the what I call the internet fishermen. And the smart people keep their mouth shut.
That's true.
But
I've never been that smart. I gotta do a radio show for 2 hours, so I've never been that smart about keeping my mouth shut.
Yeah, but most of the people that are in the know are listening to your show, but the other ones are, you know, they don't get up till 10 o'clock.
That's right.
They got to go to the internet.
I hear you. It's funny. Well, you know, here's my contention, Lee. Here's my contention.
And
you know, when the striped bass were, where were they? They were all concentrated a couple areas last year. Year before was, I think, Bloody Point or somewhere. But, you know, when they get trapped by a dead zone and can't get out because there's no oxygen, everybody knows where they are, okay? But my contention is, on a normal day, that I can give you GPS coordinates today, and you'll go out there today, and you won't catch a fish, and you'll blame me that you didn't catch a fish. Well, the deal is, and you know this, having been out there all those years, fish swim. It's a very simple concept to grasp. When the bait fish swim, the predator fish swim after them, and the bait fish are not known to be concentrated in any particular area at any particular time.
Right. Yeah, our family philosophy is we like to find our own fish. I usually go the other direction from whatever everybody else is doing. I don't enjoy fleet fishing at all.
No.
But, Alan, real quick, I was reading in the Bay Journal. I don't know how many of your listeners get that. It's a free...
Yeah, it's great paper. Great paper.
Great. Alan, I didn't realize that Reedville, Atlantic States, apparently they cut back on the menhaden take of Omega.
They did.
And, Alan, I truly believe that helped this winter fishery... In the Mid Bay, there's been quite, as we all have heard about, of rockfish in the Mid Bay. But Alan, fish swim to where the food is, and
that's true.
That menhaden got pushed up the bay because they weren't depleted by the big net fleet, the Omega. And why else would all these such huge numbers of fish and the gannets, the birds, even pelicans have been up the mid bay. But do you think that would relate? I don't see how it couldn't if the menhaden are left alone.
If they're left, what do menhaden eat? What do menhaden eat?
Well, they're a plankton feeder, correct?
Correct. So there's got to be abundant food plankton for the menhaden.
Yep.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
So wherever that is in Chesapeake Bay, wherever that comes out, wherever that happens, that's where the menhaden are going to be. They're going to follow their own food. Everything follows its own food. So if we've got a plankton-rich pocket or pockets or areas in the Chesapeake Bay, the menhaden are going to concentrate there. When the bait fish are concentrated, the game fish or the predator fish are going to be concentrated. So if big rockfish are eating big menhaden in big numbers, that's where you're going to find the big rockfish.
Yeah.
Pretty simple. I mean, it's you know, basic.
I didn't put two and two together until I read that article.
Yeah,
that little rag mag is so informative about all it kinds
is.
Of different issues.
It is, yeah, no question.
It's a great tool for
We don't get a lot of. We don't get a lot of watermen call in here, but I talk to watermen on a regular basis, and I've talked to them about Menhaden, and they're like, yeah, I mean, those Omega boys, they do the thing, but we're here in the bay, and we got plenty of them. I'm like, okay. He said, I fish on them. My nets are full all the time. So I'm like, okay, that's cool, you know?
I think that from what I read, the Chesapeake, the watermen that they use them mostly for bait.
Yep.
As where Omega's using them for, shampoo or whatever the hell they do with them.
Fish oil supplement. Fish oil supplement.
Supplement. But I think our fishery is like only 10% of that. It's very
small
percentage of the.
No question.
Of the. Yeah. And most of them are used for bait, I would imagine. Fishing and crab bait. But,
Sure. You go to any sports shop, you go to Clyde's or anything like that, and you get a box of, you get a box of Menhaden, you get a box of, you know, they're called Bunker in New Jersey. They're called Alewife here, but they're truly Menhaden. I mean, there's three different names for the same fish.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know? You know what a crappie's called in New Jersey?
I've heard calico bass.
Calico bass. That's exactly what they're called. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Clark's Pond, when I was a kid, man, we'd load up on big slab calico bass and yellow perch and chain pickerel and largemouth bass. What a great fishery. Boswick Lake is still there, but I think it's public now. But Gary Boswick, he was a very private guy. And he was friends with my dad's friend, lifelong friend, who lived in Bridgeton. And we'd go out to Boswick Lake, and Gary would let us fish. He had 10-foot prams that we'd have to row out there. And two guys fishing out of a 10-foot pram the size of my dad and his friend, that was a wonder to behold. But they caught fish. They caught fish. Yeah, my dad caught back-to-back 5-pound largemouth on a Rapala one night, and that got him hooked. So he was happy with that deal. So,
wow!
Yeah, back-to-back, he couldn't believe it. So, yeah, I've had a great upbringing, buddy. I've had a great fishing background, no question about it. So
yeah, there's so many a lot of what we talk about are methods that are gonna. When we go away, they're gonna go away forever. Some of the
very possible. Yep.
Some of the stuff that, I tell friends of mine, you should write a book about some of the methods and ways you caught fish. But they're it'll all go with them to the grave. But it's always I love talking to people with different methods of. What was it on the Severn? I talked to old timers. They would have a multitude of cane poles out.
Sure.
A short line and a bobber and catching pickerel and perch.
No question.
Like, what a fun way to fish. What,
yep.
Just drifting around, with oars.
No question.
When was the last time you ever had a set of oars in your hand?
Been a while. So,
yeah.
Been a while. Quite a while. So
when my battery would run out at Loch Raven, I'd have to row back into the fishing center.
That's fun. That sounds like fun. All right, buddy. Well, look, we'll let you go. Appreciate the call.
Have a good one, Al.
I'll see you later today. Maybe I'll see you later today.
I'm going to try to get by there.
All right. Stop by and say hi. All right, man.
Okay.
Thanks.
Have a good one, Alan.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye. All right. 410 WCBM 680. We got to take a break. Okay. Clyde Sports Shop's getting ready for fishing season. Of course, everybody's fishing now with, like Lee said, the perch. White perch are coming. Yellow perch are here now. You can load up on them if you find the right spot. So why not stop by? They've got the live bait. They've got the minnows. They've got the black salties for the bigger fish if you want to target some bigger fish as well. So rods and reels. New fishing line. Make sure you measure, you know, you put new line on for the season. Check out the terminal tackle. They've got the bobbers and the weights and the hooks and the, anything and everything you need for, you know, live bait fishing, if that's the way you want to go. And that's what a lot of people do this time of year. So check them out. They've got a full complement of live and frozen baits as well. So, Clyde Sports Shop, Rods and Reels. Big sale coming up March 1 through March 10th. It's called the Let's Go Fishing Sale. Everything will be on sale then, and you can get your line put on your spools for half price, just starting at 1 cent a yard. You know, but if you're going fishing, go fishing now, okay? If you want to refresh your line after the end of this month, you can certainly do so during the sale, and we want you to do that. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. That's in Lansdowne or Halethorpe, Baltimore, Maryland, 21227. The phone number there, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. You can get your license. I renewed my license yesterday. You can get your fishing license there if you like. They're open 7 days a week. Why not stop by Clyde's Sports Shop? Hey, Backyard Billies, listen. Don't forget, spring's right around the corner. It's February, I know, you know, but there's still gonna be some different weather in March where you can actually get out and enjoy the out, you know, your a nice barbecue or something like that in your backyard with your friends. Well, Backyard Billy's is your go-to place for making backyards fun. Giant selection of colorful, weatherproof, poly outdoor patio furniture, tables, chairs, Adirondack chairs, like 1,000 of them in stock. You can see all that from Route 50 at exit 44 on Kent Island. You'll find swing sets, storage sheds, chicken coops, dog kennels, and everything else for your backyard or your deck at Backyard Billy's. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom, tremendous selection of barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger in Memphis, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, Big Green Egg. Everything is there at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. A huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up these chilly spring evenings. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region, too. BackyardBillies.com is the website, 410-827-4500. Hearth America Facebook page. Phone number 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Why not stop by this weekend? It's going to be a nice weekend. Route 50, exit 44B, coming from the bridge, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. This spring, your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
You don't like who's in there, vote them out. That's what election day is all about. The biggest gun we've got is called the ballot box. So if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
And when they're gone, we'll sing and dance and shout. Bring some new ones in, and we'll start that show again. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Your clowns you voted in. Election day is coming round again. If you don't like it now, if it's more than you'll allow, if you don't like who's in there, vote them out.
All right. Sound advice from Willie Nelson. You don't like that bunch of clowns that's in there now? Vote them out. Election day's coming around, that's for sure. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Can't remember who recommended that song, but thank you very much. We appreciate that. And, you know, we have some of our great country singers who are able to address issues that face our country in a very succinct way. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. That's pretty succinct. Thanks, Willie. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're doing a lot of talking about fishing and hunting and stuff like that today, and I'm glad that we are. That's what this show is all about. And try to share a few tips with everybody about tips and techniques and things that I've learned over the years, including cooking and you know, muzzle loading. And, oh, man. You know what? When you get old, you got a wealth of knowledge. You really do. And I've been doing this 35 years. So there's hardly a question that I haven't heard before. There's hardly a, you know, if it's new regulations and things like that, I'm not necessarily up to date on that. But we've got some new stuff coming up in the General Assembly regarding hunting. Not a lot of crazy stuff this year, but there's a few things out there. There's a deer report that came out. Farmers are still complaining about the overpopulation of deer. I'm not seeing it, okay? I am not seeing it, and DNR is allowing more and more input from the farm community about deer management, and it's always been concerning. You know, if you have a farm, and I've always said this, if you have a farm and you've got too many deer, allow people to hunt your farm. If you don't allow hunters on your farm where you're complaining about deer damage, then that's senseless to me. Okay? Once you offer written permission and both of you sign the form and you grant written permission to someone to hunt your farm, the liability is on the hunter, not on the landowner. It's in the law. It's on the form. There's a whole section of landowner and hunter relationships in DNR. So if you're concerned about that, that's one thing. If you're concerned about hunters doing something to your livestock, doing something to your fences, doing something to your crops, then fine them. Write it into the contract. Here's something else you can do. You can say to a hunter or a group of hunters, if you want to hunt my land, you must harvest X number of antlerless deer, take them with you, get them processed or donate them, okay, before you can take that buck you're targeting. You are required to take 5 antlerless deer. You're required to take 3 antlerless deer apiece before you can target a buck. I know what the law says. I know you're hunting my property because you believe there's big deer here, there's bucks here that you want to harvest. But fellas, you as hunters are hunting my land. My conditions are you have to help me manage this deer herd. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. So, that's my comment. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I'd like to hear from another caller. Hey, we'd like to give some tickets away for the National Outdoor Show. Hey, there is my buddy Josh. Yep. That's exactly right, Josh. That's exactly right. Pennsylvania says if you want deer damage permits, your farm becomes open to the public. Correct. Hey, let's talk to John on the Eastern Shore. Thanks for calling, John. Good morning. John, you still with me?
Yep, Alan, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Hey, a couple weeks ago, you were talking about hunting whitetail deer using the tie tables.
Expand on
that.
Yeah, a little bit. Yes, I can. Okay, so forever, there's been this thing out there called the Solunar tables, okay? Best times to hunt and fish. You can subscribe to it. You used to be able to get a book, a little table called the Solunar tables. They used to publish it, sometimes in the hunting regulations and things like that. Solunar. Solar meaning sun, lunar meaning moon, okay? Well, I've taken that to, and I don't think I'm unique in this, but I tend to look at the tides from where I'm going to hunt. There's a tide table that you can get on Maryland Tide Finder, okay? It's on the DNR website, or just use your search engine to hit MD Tides, Maryland Tide Finder, whatever. You enter, whether you're on the Eastern Shore, the Western Shore, the Chesapeake Bay, you enter the closest location where the tide is monitored near you. In Queen Anne's County, I use Queenstown. In Dorchester County, I use Fishing Bay, okay? It's going to get you close. But as the tide comes in and it reaches its peak, I believe that that is the peak activity time for wildlife. Look, you got a herd of cattle out there. And when I was a kid, when the cattle were laying down, the fish aren't biting. Where did that ever come from when I was a 10-year-old kid? Whoever said that the first time? Hey, look, the cows are laying down. We're not going to catch any trout today. Well, that has to do with the idea that herds of livestock have an internal clock. Why do they feed at certain times and not at other certain times? Why do cows get up all at the same time and feed? Why do horses get up all at the same time and feed? Okay, it's because there's some kind of influence. The tidal influence. I don't know if you've ever heard of the theory of the tide in a teacup. Okay, the gravitational pull of the moon affects fluid, water. It affects the tides in the biggest oceans to the tiniest streams. There's tides in the Gunpowder River. There's tides in every freshwater stream, freshwater pond. You just don't see the ebb and flow. Tide in a teacup. The body is, what, 80% fluid? Something on the gravitational pull is affecting your body's activities, and it affects, in my opinion, gravitational pull of the moon as it goes through its closer and farther away cycles. As the tides circulate, that stimulates activity in animals, and I believe that translates to wild animals as well. When I was going the other day, Friday or Thursday, I was going to Dorchester County. I was on Elliott Island Road, and a stag crossed the road. It was standing on the road right in front of me, a little four-point or something. He was standing there, and I'm looking at the time because I'm trying to get to the stand. It's 6 o'clock. High tide was 6:04. I go another mile down the road, and there's another stag crossing the road. 6:05. I'm like, well, I missed it because I'm not going to get to hunt till 6:30, 6:45, you know, I think legal was 6:55 that morning. The high point of the tide was done. I did not see any deer in the morning. As the tide was coming in the evening at 6:12 or whatever it was, the deer activity picked up as the tide started to go higher. So, excuse me, I believe that the tidal influence on wildlife is the same as it is on domestic animals. And if you follow the tides, you know, be aware on either side of the tide, an hour on either side of the tide, that's when the activity is going to be. Your thoughts, John?
No, that sounds correct, man. I mean, totally makes sense as far as the gravitational pulls go.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see as tides start coming in, you'll see increased bird activity, you'll see increased squirrel activity, you'll see, you know, foxes moving around, you'll see as the prey animals start to move on the influence, then the predator animals start to move on the influence, and then the game animals, you know, the bigger animals start to move. It's just observation of many, 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 many hours in the woods, you know, and keeping an eye on it. So, and it doesn't always work. I mean, there may be other influences. There may be east winds. There may be, you know, fronts coming in. There may be inclement weather. There may be something else that's you know, keeping the activity down. But for the most part, I just like to check on it, where I am, when I'm there, and be aware of that time. That's all.
Absolutely. I appreciate the information. Thank you.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Appreciate you. Yes, sir. Appreciate you listening. Spurry's Tire Service is located right here in Easton, just off the main drag route 50, but Dover Road is a main road between Preston and Easton, and then Elliott Road is a block off of 50, and that's a main commerce. There's a big box back there. There's grocery stores, banks, and on Elliott Road. Well, right on the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, that's where Spurry's Tire is located, and that's where the locals and others get their tires and auto service work done. Features American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as, you know, the others, Michelin, Yokohama, and so forth. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires. They have them for your car, your truck, any make, any model, no appointment needed for tires. Now, when you go in and you have some off-size or something like that, they maybe have to order that tire, but you'll have it the next day. All right, how about that? Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors and all the farm equipment in between. If you own a trailer of any kind or an ATV, Spurry's has the tires in stock. Spurry's offers tire repair on the spot. full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on, they'll take care of it. They're 24-hour truck service, and their farm service as well has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin and our families, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service a call in Easton, 410-822-7384. That's 822-7384. Visit the website, spurriestire.com. One more time, that phone number for Spurry's Tire Service is 410-822-7384. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick, scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right, 410 WCBM 680. We have, we have Chandler in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Chandler. How are you?
Hi, good. Hey, I'll make this quick. That law you were talking about with hunters on private land, does that also apply in Pennsylvania?
What land are you talking about, buddy?
Okay,
I don't know what law are you talking about, I guess, is what I need to know.
Okay, I just caught bits and pieces of what you were talking about. I tuned in kind of late.
Yeah, you didn't.
You were saying about hunters going on farmland and that the hunters would be liable if something
No. Right now in Maryland, if a farmer gives you written permission, okay, he is absolved of liability. If you slip and fall or anything like that, that's on you. If you've asked for written permission, he gives you written permission, he's absolved of any liability when you're on the land hunting. That is a law, okay? That is a law in Maryland. But so many farmers aren't aware of it that they're afraid to let somebody hunt their farm because, you know, they might get hurt. They might trip in a groundhog hole. They might, you know, something might happen. Well, that's on the hunter. That's not on the landowner. And if you read the written agreement in your hunting guide, it says that right on there. So,
okay, well, I got 25 acres here in Pennsylvania. It's not farmland. It's all woodland. And I let two guys archery hunt. And I did write on the paper that I gave them that they assume
cover yourself
if something crazy happens.
Yeah, see, I don't know the law in Pennsylvania. I don't know if that's part of it in Pennsylvania or not. But you can certainly check with your local game commission office and find out. You know, if I give a hunter written permission, am I absolved of liability if he gets hurt? Simple question, you know, but it might save you, you know, might save you heartache if you, you know, if you just ask. Always ask a question, you know what I mean?
Okay, so that was just Maryland you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll let you go. Thanks, bye.
Where are you in Pennsylvania?
I'm about 10 miles south of Reading.
Reading, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Okay, have a good day. Bye.
You do the same. Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680. Anybody on the line there? Aaron, who do we got? Okay, Steve, good morning. How are you? Hello? Okay. Well, I don't hear from Steve. Maybe not. It was only a short time. How about that? Well, we do have to tell the folks one more time about the 77th National Outdoor Show. That's coming up February 23rd and 24th. It's a Friday evening and Saturday at the school there, 3485 Golden Hill Road in Church Creek, Maryland. Admission's only $8 for adults and $4 for a child. It's home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. Briefly, weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests and educational exhibits, leisurely shopping. You can savor the local seafood delicacies. You can find muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. And I know Mr. Flowers, the muskrat guy. He catches all the muskrats for the skinning and for the meat. So he's a cool dude. He's fun, too. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County, Friday, Saturday, February 23rd and 24th at the 77th Annual National Outdoor Show, 77th National Outdoor Show. For times and details, hit the website nationaloutdoorshow.org, nationaloutdoorshow.org. And there's the music. All right. I think we took care of all our sponsors, which was great. I'm glad to hear that. Folks, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. If you're in Baltimore County today, stop by the Electric Bass Anglers Fishing Flea Market and get your deer scored. Get your deer measured. Whitetail, sick of deer, black bear. Our measures will be there today from 8 a.m. till about 2 p.m. So right now, get out, stay safe. Love your family. See you next week.